Have y'all ever wondered why we have so many goofballs in the body? You ever noticed that? Now, maybe not in this church, but they're around, you know. Well, it's because where there's light, there's bugs. Y'all didn't think that was funny, did you? Well, let me tell you another little story. Why things are not always like you think they are. This little lady was at the airport and she was going to catch her plane, and she was waiting on her plane to board. So she went to one of those little shops, you know, in the terminal and bought her a little sack of cookies so she could have something snack on the plane. So when she finally boarded the plane, she sat down in her seat, and then there was this guy that sat in the seat next to her, but the package of cookies was laying right between the two people. And so she reached in the bag and got her a cookie. When she did, the guy reached in there and got him one. And she thought, how bold. So anyway, a little while longer, as they got up in the air, she reached over in the sack and got her another cookie. The guy sitting next to her reached in there and got him one. She said, what kind of guy is this? So finally, it got down to being one cookie left in the sack. And the guy reached over and got that cookie and broke it in half and ate half of it. And so she reached in and got the other half. Their plane landed, and she got off the plane, and she got her purse and her little, you know, carry-on luggage. Started to leave. When she started to leave, she thought there was another one of them little cookie shops there in the airport on the terminal where she was exiting. She thought, well, I'm going to stop and get me another bag of cookies. After all, I didn't even get but half of my cookies. She opened her purse to pay for it, and there was her sack of cookies. She had been eating his cookies all the time. So remember, things are always like you think they are. All right. So I practiced that on y'all because I want to tell it in the next minister's meeting. I want to tell these guys that, you know, the doctrine you're teaching just might not be what you think it is. You know, you need to consider your other person. You think I'm eating your cookies? All right. Is there any Bible questions this morning?
I don't know how much Bible questions it would be, but I got a question.
Okay.
When we're talking to people in other religious groups or churches, are we possibly causing them a problem as far as a resurrection is concerned?
Well, I guess it depends on what you're saying to them. I went around, I'm eating this bagel cold and dry. Because I went around selling tickets while y'all was eating, and I didn't get my breakfast. Anyway, so you're, well, wouldn't it depend on what you talk to them about? But I would say this. I think that the message that we have, that there's more people in the world ready to hear it than what we think. And if they, even if they're not ready, I think they need to hear some things. It shakes them up and makes them think. I don't think we are to be forceful with it or try to force it on anybody. Like I've said before, if you destroy a little corn, they eat a little of it, well, then you can put out a little more. But if they don't eat it, I wouldn't put any more, throw any more out. But you might elaborate a little bit on your statement, you know, of how, I don't know why I'm eating this, I don't even like it. Just a habit, eating's a habit, isn't it? Yeah, when you hit one of those blue...
Talking about, you know, with different people. When you start talking and making mission, I'd like to talk to this person about this. I'd like to talk to this person about this. This person about this. I'd rather do question marks in their mind that is it possible that they might have a better resurrection if they're not exposed to than they would have if they were exposed and rejected it.
Oh. I see what you're saying now.
Okay.
I don't think God's not going to hold somebody responsible for something that they heard that they didn't really have an opportunity to really understand it, where it was really put forth in understanding under the proper anointing. Until we have a restored church and really are, even during the restored church, that time, I'm sure there are people that died that didn't really hear the message. You know, God knows what you really have seen manifested and it's been revealed to you and what you've rejected. And I don't see where God would judge anybody eternally for something that they really didn't, that they really didn't reject. They didn't fully reject it because they didn't fully receive it or understand it. There's people in here that it's taken us years to come to a place. I would say our understanding's probably on a level about 5 out of 10 of I'm not saying we don't have, it's not revealed to us that there's, that this is the body of Christ and that certain doctrines are revealed, but see, there's preachers in this body teaching, you know, differently from one another because our understanding on these scriptures is not fully come to, it hadn't fully revealed. You know, some brethren are teaching you can reach perfection, you know, right now. Some men are teaching you can't. It was taught at the campground that you can reach perfection right now. I made the statement there at the campground that I believe you can make perfection. I said, just stay just and you'll make it. You know, I didn't try to bring up a controversial part of it because that's not what that wasn't the issue, that wasn't my point that I was trying to make. So I didn't want to to do that. But I think somewhere people need to hear something different, even us. We need to hear these different things, even that other brethren have. Like I said, not too long ago, I heard somebody make the statement, perfection is relative, overcoming is not. When that was made, I thought, I don't believe that. But I started working on that in my mind, and I thought, there's places in the Old Testament, like Job was perfect, Noah, different men were called perfect. It was relative to what perfect meant in that day. The way Jesus taught perfection, to be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect, that is a different perfection. That's relative to what he was referring to, really was overcoming. So the word perfection in the Bible is relative. But there's nowhere in the Bible, I don't think, that you can find the word overcoming that doesn't mean someone who has overcome the flesh and made the bride. It's not relative. I thought that's really a better understanding of how to use the scriptures than the way I've used it, because I've said before that you can be perfect but not be a perfect overcomer. Now that makes it relative, I understand that, but there isn't a phrase in the Bible that says perfect overcomer, but overcoming, an overcomer is someone that has overcome the flesh and inherited eternal life. They put on it, you know, they've achieved the prize of immortality. So I think that, you know, I think that is, you know, just shows you how we still got to change on some things if it makes more sense and it's more biblical. Brother Stewart?
I know lately I've been asking questions about her and just really wanting some clarification in what Brother McGowan's talking about. And I really believe this body, I still believe we're in her, but we have the truth on it and we're trying to come out of her. It's a process that we have to go through, and it takes time to do that. However, I guess the question I want to ask, do we have a good balance on what we teach about Jesus, first commandment, great commandment, second great commandment, versus what we teach the body? It seems like we teach the body a lot. And maybe that's our calling. Do you feel like we as a body have a good balance in that we preach the body okay, or we preach it too much versus Jesus and the commandments, and et cetera, et cetera?
The brethren dealt with that several years ago. Brother Clyde Patton was really the one that capitalized on it, I think. And his statement was, everybody in Christianity is teaching Jesus, but not everyone understands the body. And they need to understand the body of Christ. They need to get a revelation of it. They won't really have a true revelation of Jesus until they see his body. It's his body. It's still Christ you're talking about. It's the body of Christ. But he said, you know, if you just preach Jesus, you're never going to get the revelation across to people what his body is, that there's one body that they need to understand to come out of her. I don't know why you think we're still in her. I couldn't make that true, but because I think we can prove scripturally that her is organized religion. I think scripture will prove that out. And so when you come out of organized religion, if God gives you a revelation of the body of Christ, you come out of organized religion, you're no longer in her. Now, I think this would be relative, that her still may be in you. You know, it's like the old saying, you can take the country out of the boy, but you can't take, you can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. So there's no doubt that we still have some Babylonian ways. If you've got ideas, you know, the harlot is she's the mother of harlots, and all these organizations that formed holding on to at least a portion of what they got from the harlot system are still a part of her because they're daughters of her. But I would even have to say that there's, you know, that there's virgin churches, virgins without number, that aren't a part of her, but they still have a lot of her ways. She's influenced them, and they don't have an understanding, but for some reason God put it in their heart not to join the system. In other words, the Roman Catholic Church is definitely what's being talked about in the book of Revelation, 17th chapter, 13th chapter, 14th chapter. The beast. One of the things the 14th chapter of the book of Revelation says is the message of the minister, a restored ministry, is not to preach. I mean, they are to preach, don't take the mark of the beast or his image. Now, the mark of the beast is already available, but his image isn't. We hadn't set up an image to the beast yet. So there's not a system where the world has come to a place where there's a dragon system yet. But there was a dragon system, and its remnant, even though it's not a dragon today, is still in existence. It's still a beast system, and it never has ended or dissolved. So you can take the mark of the beast today, but you can't take the mark of his image. So, you know, the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations is talking about this woman. The woman's not riding the beast right now. There's not a dragon power that she's in control of. The woman's false religion. It's also, you know, it's called the mark of the beast. The beast, for the most part, is talking about civil power, but when it becomes a dragon power, then religion has coupled with it or married to it. That's where the woman's committed fornication, where she finally marries that system. So I think that's a good understanding, because when you come out of false religion, you get a revelation of the body of Christ, and you come out of that, out of false religion or religious organizations, and come into a body that has no organizational head, and we're just looking to Christ for a head. I don't see how you could be any more a part of her. You are a part of him, but I don't think we're fully a part of him yet.
There are numerous churches out there that are not organized. You know, they're even around,
right,
Little Rock.
Right.
So are they in her?
No.
Okay.
If they're not organized, they're not in her.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, they're not in her. They'd be virgins, because they haven't come under the articles of faith of anything. It's not organized by man, neither does the government have any control over it. Now, some countries, there may be some governmental control, but I think they'd probably be forced to be a part of something governmental-wise. But in America, for sure, we can have virgin churches. You know, you don't have to belong. You can be independent of any organization. And some men's got that revelation, and most of them will tell you, I don't know why, but I just don't see that in the Bible. That's their only answer. But God's gave them that much of a revelation. But again, you know, I remember a meeting that we had. We spent the whole meeting, and really Bradley Miller was the one that kept it on the floor. He said, I know we've come out of Babylon, but how much of Babylon is still in us? And we worked on that for the whole ministers meeting, and some of the leaders wanted us to stay on it because they wanted us to realize that we still had influences of that system, you know, the doctrines of it, even maybe some of the, you know, we talked about everything. We talked about, you know, the structure, the government. You know, some churches among us are incorporated. Some of the brethren are against that, to be incorporated by the government. most of us are trusteeships under 501c program, where we apply to the government for exemption. We still maintain that we're separate from state. The church is separate from state, and we're exempt from governmental regulations, and mainly it's for tax purposes. Eventually we're going to lose that. There's no question about that. You know, but as far as the Jesus and the body of Christ, I think we have to be heavy on teaching the body, but I think we do need to be careful to make sure that we bring Christ into it. I mean, you can't preach the body without preaching Jesus, but you can. I do believe you can be over. You can probably be out of balance as far as pushing the body so hard that people begin to wonder whether or not these people even believe in Jesus. You know, if that's all you talk about and they don't understand what the body is. But that's why it does. Of course, us, that's another thing about us, is we're almost, in some ways, we're nearly inclusive. We haven't figured out yet how to open ourselves up and reach out. Well, that's part of what we're endeavoring right now to do, is to try to we're trying to figure out how to reach out and get new people in here. It's such old hat that we just revamp our message over and over and reach into new parts of it. And of course there's new revelations coming too, but if you really, you know, if we're going to get any real excitement developed in this church, I mean, I know God could do it among us, but I know what would excite us more than anything else is new people. You get new people in here getting saved, seeing them get full of the Holy Ghost, and get a vision of the body. You can be sure of this. There's almost nobody that can come in here and stay if they don't get a vision of this. After a while, this will be too foreign to them. It just won't. Because they'll be adverse to it eventually, because it goes against everything that the flesh stands for. And you know, I'm really, at my age, I feel like if God will bless me, I may have 10 years of strength left. And in these next 5 for sure, and I hope 10, I would like to really try to put an emphasis on developing the Little Rock Church further and causing it to grow and become more healthy and vibrant. That's really what's in my mind right now. This and the Dominican Republic, I feel, are my two main responsibilities. I may have other responsibilities in the body, but I don't feel compelled to put any one of them on equal basis with this church or the Dominican Republic. I just kind of got roped into some of that. I'm just thanking God that I didn't. God did something great when He caused me to go to the Dominican Republic, because if He hadn't, I would have wound up over Mission Voice. It was in my lap when Brother Leniger died, and I rejected it. And the reason I did is because, number one, it's too big work for my man of my stature, I felt like, for just one man. Number two, the Lord caused me to be the founder of the work in the Dominican Republic, and I felt like that people would feel like, you know, I had two missionary works I was responsible for, and that people would feel like I would co-mingle funds from Mission Voice to the Dominican Republic, and I just felt like it'd be wrong for any man to do that, and that's why I didn't feel like I could do it. So, but I don't feel, I know that's what Brother Leniger wanted. I mean, he told me, there's no question about what he wanted. But I don't think the Lord, I think the Lord prevented that from happening. And you know, I think this is the Lord's wisdom probably in it. I could be wrong, but, you know, it's just the way it worked out anyway. The brotherhood didn't want one man over that work anymore. I don't think they was ever going to allow that anyway. And I just feel like anything you got to fight for in the kingdom of heaven, if you're striving for some kind of position or something, you're already out of order with God. If God doesn't give you that responsibility and that charge, then you're just taking on something that's never going to really work right anyway. But anyway, I just really believe we don't hardly know how. And I don't think we can do it like Babylon does it. You know, like the religious world. I don't think we can, we may, you know, here is the thing. I do think we have to consider this. We've got brothers and sisters out in the religious world that are doing all they know to do. And many of them are successful. But they don't have a true message, and they don't have what will bring unity to Christ's body. They don't even have a revelation of it. They think what they're in is the body. But many of them are winning souls. They're getting people saved. They get people full of the Holy Ghost. But they can't take them to a place. I even think there's brothers out there that's getting somewhat of a revelation on perfection. I was teaching perfection when I found this. I was teaching a fivefold ministry. But I didn't. There's a lot of things I didn't understand about it. I didn't understand what true perfection was. I didn't even think the bride and the body was, I mean, the bride and the church was two different things. Well, I still believed that the whole church was going up in the rapture. Well, I think we are to a certain extent. I mean, I don't think we can't. I don't think we're in a place where we can't adjust. I don't think we're stuck, but I don't. If we don't make some changes, we're stuck. In other words, the old saying: if you always do what you always done, you're always going to be what you always been. And we're not going to get out of where we're at. We're not adding new people to this church. Very, very little. And the ones that we're adding, you know, it's limited to what their vision is. I doubt if some of them even have a vision yet. Somebody shouldn't come to this church probably for any length of time and not get some kind of a vision of what the body is. It just shows you can preach on it, you can talk on it. But it takes God to reveal it to people. But it also takes, you know, it takes dealing with people. And we talked about this in the ministers in our work day, not this past Saturday. By the way, I want to thank everybody for coming out yesterday and working on it. I really appreciate it. We're trying to get this house back here ready to rent. I don't want it just sitting any longer. We need to get that done. But also, I guess, I don't know if Brother Painter announced it or not, that we are having the youth meeting. I really didn't talk to any brethren at the, maybe one just mentioned at the campground, but when I got there, I realized there was young people that had made plans to be at this meeting, and I guess somehow or another they heard through some of us, because there were people there worried because they heard we may not be going to have our meeting, and they were planning on coming. They were really disappointed, and they'd already made plans for it. And so I just started letting everybody know we're having it. You know, I didn't want I just decided, really on the way up there, I thought, well, it's getting too close to try to cancel it this late. And so, anyway, we're having the youth meeting. What was I saying before that? We were talking in our work day. That's what got me thinking about it, is that, you know, we were talking about changing our service times back, and then trying to have a lot of activities where we could try to get new people in here, see if we can't work on it, see if we can't accomplish, you know, where one of the things, another thing is this gymnasium over here is a big, big building, and it's an expensive building, and it just sits. And I really want to put an emphasis on getting it where it doesn't leak, number one, and number two, I want us to get it air conditioned and where we can utilize it. There's a lot of activities we can have for youth, and I really think our best outreach is youth. You know, that's probably the, if you can win young people and get them full of the Holy Ghost, their parents will come see what in the world they've got into, you know. And so I really think that needs to be one of our avenues of outreach. But we just talked about having, instead of having like Sunday night service, we'll call maybe once a month, call a youth service and try to get some of our other sister churches like Russellville and Batesville and Fort Smith, Glenwood, involved. And, you know, maybe we can even rotate that some just to help our youth. You know, you got to get youth involved to get them excited about church activities. We're just going to try to do more things to try to get people involved. And but I know one thing, like one of the things we said was, is I mentioned every person that visits this church, I want them to be visited that week that they come. I don't want them to get away from here, you know, and 2 or 3 weeks go by and they never hear from us. I do try to email or even send out a note or card, you know, welcoming them, thanking them for coming. I don't get that accomplished everybody because I don't always get a good address. Sometimes they won't give you their address, you know. But we need probably 2 or 3 visitation teams that, and somebody in charge to make sure somebody visited this person. And then everybody you visit is probably not somebody that, you know, like if you're one of these visitation couples, it needs to be a husband and wife. And you know, when you ought to be able to determine, needs to be somebody mature enough to determine, we're not the couple that needs to help these people. They're going to be more compatible to somebody like Phil and Chelsea, or somebody else, brother and sister Tally, or, you know, somebody else that you can see this person would relate to. And but we need to visit them, and then after a few visits, you know, maybe 2 or 3 visits, if we really feel like these people are interested, then me and my wife need to go visit them. We need to stay after them. If the Mormons and the Jehovah Witness can win people by great numbers to what they're teaching, there ain't nothing foreign about what we're teaching. It'll make more sense to them than anything they're going to hear from them groups, for sure. But the first thing you got to do with people is love them. And, you know, we're going to have to win them through love and relationship, and not try to hit them with doctrine and working on that. Some people may be ready for that. I was. When I found this, of course, I was a preacher. God had me ready. I had 1,000 questions, and y'all had 2,000 answers. And I was ready. I was ready to hear it all. It, you know, I mean, I learned right off the jump go who the devil was and what hell was and what the resurrections were. I thought it was the greatest thing I ever heard in my whole life. But God had me ready for that. And now some people, you'll scare them to death, and they'll be running tomorrow night if you tell them this morning, if you tell them some of those things. So, you know, you got to use wisdom. It's just amazing, you know. I was thinking about driving home from the campground. I was thinking about the Dominican Republic, and I was thinking about wisdom that, you know, that it takes wisdom and it takes experience. It takes a lot of experience and a lot of the Word of God and a lot of wisdom that it takes years to get to be able to save souls. You know, it's just like the Dominican Republic. I've got a man over there that I would have 20 years ago, 10 years ago probably, I'd have killed him. I'd have disfellowshipped him. And I ain't even thought about it. You know, I have thought about it, but I thought, I can't do that. There's too many people involved. And I still think there's some wisdom I haven't tried. I think the Lord helped me maybe with a new piece of wisdom. Brother Fred, if you would bring me about a half a cup of that. Wisdom. I felt like the Lord may have put something in my mind how to help this man that I haven't done. And I realize it's something that he needs, you know. And I haven't give him what he needs. You know, I think he just needs some individual attention from me. He needs a father figure. And he's crying out for it, and I hadn't gave it to him. And it's causing him to react, and he's acting crazy. And, you know, but I probably just need to give him some TLC and some one-on-one, and I probably can win him back. And he hadn't left yet, but he's in a bad way. He's in a bad spirit. One of you girls, Isabel, you want to go get that basket up there that has all those, go get that basket that has all the tickets in it. Does everybody know that breakfast is, you can buy tickets, and you don't have to buy one ticket. You can buy, you know, if you want to, you can buy $20 worth of tickets, $21 worth of tickets. That'd get you 7 tickets. You can buy however many tickets you want, and then when you get breakfast, just put your ticket in the basket and write your name on it, because every... What? Oh, put your ticket in there, brother. Okay, Isabel, come here. All right. Huh? Has everybody got your ticket turned in? Did everybody pay for your ticket? Inez, you didn't pay. Did you eat breakfast? And you didn't pay. You got more money than anybody in here. Okay. You owe $3, Sister Inez. I'll pay for you. If you, huh? Oh, she does. Get her a ticket. That's why she wouldn't pay, evidently. She ain't paying. See, everybody else paid and then got a ticket. But we are going to, you know. You just want one ticket this morning? She wants 3 tickets. Get her 3. Well, we got to get her name in here. We can't draw yet, Isabel. Just have to wait now. Because she's liable. If she wins this, it's going to look like it's rigged, ain't it? Of course, if I win it, it's really going to look rigged, ain't it? You can buy 20 tickets and put them all in there this morning you to win one. Anyway, y'all pray, because we want to try to have, you know, some more activities like family night more often, with the snack bar on family nights. And then also, okay, come over here, Isabel. All right, shut your eyes. Take your glasses off. Shut your eyes. Reach in here and get a ticket. Right there. Give it to me. Let's see. Read off who won it. Oh, put your glasses back on. Now get your ticket. You dropped it on the floor. All right, who won?
Come here.
Yes, you can read it. It's an X. No. Joanne Weiniger won a free breakfast. Okay. Thank you. You can go sit down. Where is Joanne? Where's her? Okay. Sister Joanne, wherever you're at, you won free breakfast. Okay. All right. Is anything, any announcements or anything we need to make? Today is dinner day, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Today's dinner day. So we'll have some, I don't know, we'll talk with some of the other churches, but we will have some called youth meetings, which really, I mean, we want everybody to come, but we're going to try to, you know, key in on the youth and let them participate in it like we have our youth meetings. And family nights, we'll have snack, but each time we have one of these, like, youth meeting, we'll have snack bar. We'll have snack bar for family night. And then maybe when we get the gym fixed up, we can divide up into volleyball teams, and we can get Brother Dotson on one of them, and you know, we can get the old and the young pulling together. All right, let's take a break and see you upstairs.